Welcome back to In Depth for one final interview. In studio, I have Bella Cummins, who is the executive director of the Onesta Foundation, and the secretary of that organization, Steve Funk, is also
good morning,
in studio.
Ian.
Good morning, and thank you for coming in. Bella, just give me the lowdown. Give me your story. What is the Onesta Foundation? How did you come up with this wonderful organization? What drove you to do it?
Good morning, Ian. And it started with a lifelong process of being an entrepreneurial madam of a brothel in Wells, Nevada.
Okay.
Happens to be Bella's Hacienda Ranch. And after all the years of being in business, I felt like I needed to reach more women and men for the understanding of human nature, okay. What it was about, the things that everybody wanted to know. I believe through my life that whenever I was somewhere, people had a million questions.
Right.
And they really wanted to get them answered.
Okay.
However, they never crossed my path inside the brothel. Or, you know, they weren't the ones that were. And that idea began to take form, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago. And it's just been received famously.
Okay. Very cool. So what are you trying to, I guess, what message are you trying to get into people's heads about, I guess, sex work in general?
Well, first of all, I call it sensuous services.
Okay.
And just with all lightness, there is less sexual activity going on than there is talking and laughing.
Right.
Behind that door, because I get to walk past those doors. Okay. And it always makes me smile how two people can probably have absolutely nothing on, carrying on an entire conversation, and they might have known each other for a few minutes.
Right.
And to me, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's non-judgmental. That's like being totally in the now moment, and their human behavior is being addressed with the ability to take responsibility for their humanness, to do things safely,
right.
to be unconditional in how they feel about one another, even though they may never see one another again.
Indeed.
And I found it fascinating how judgment was holding us back. It was too biblical, puritanical, and those eras, as wonderful as I know they are for some people, it's still based on fear.
Mm.
And I base things on acceptance. If someone was supposed to be farther along in their life, wouldn't they be so right now if they could be?
Right.
So we get to accept them the way they are today. And the Onesta Foundation gets to address the stereotyping. We get to look at an industry that maybe the legislature gets to revisit because it's been about 50 years. And how about the interaction with police departments or just governing individuals, whether they're county or city, and maybe even getting to a point where we can actually be a footprint for the rest of the country. And that's one of the biggest goals, but why not? Of course we should do that.
Right. Okay.
It should be regulated. It should have licensing, the tax money, all those great things.
So it's really about, I think Steve touched on it last time he was in the studio, but really just safety.
Well, you know, it's about safety. It's about transparency. It's about virtue. It's about honesty. Let me tell you, the word Onesta is an Italian word that means honesty and virtue.
Right.
And it was applied in the 1500s to the sex trade there in Venice, Italy.
Okay.
And there was an enlightened group of people who looked at it and went, you know what? These women are doing a wonderful thing. They are cultured, they are intelligent, they have aspirations, and we should help them. We should help them rise up. We should lift them.
Right.
And so there was an Onesta in the 1500s that did what the Onesta today is trying to do through Bella's vision and the years that she has spent in the industry, seeing how it works and knowing it could be so much better.
Okay. So it's really just 'cause, there is that fear when it comes to I know I'm probably going to use terms that you don't necessarily agree with, but sex work, prostitution, as some may call it, that there's no good way to do it or no safe way to do it. But your organization is...
Well, of course there's a safe way to do it. And Nevada's already laid out that framework. But as Bella said, it's been 50 years since we've revisited that.
We can still evolve.
Think about what we did with gambling, what we did with divorce, what we've done with marijuana, what we did with all 24-hour alcohol, right?
Right.
This state led the nation in all those efforts. And maybe we didn't get it right at the very beginning.
No.
But through attention and transparency and good intentions, we are getting it right as we go along. And it's just time now to address this particular industry and help these women rise up, because in a way they've been put into a second-class position as workers in this state. And, you know, it's just something that we think needs – the time has come to revise it and bring it out into the light.
Gotcha. So as far – we've heard about the goals. We've heard about aspirations. What about the actual actions you guys are taking to make it safer and making it more acceptable? What are you actually doing? Is what the question is.
I'll just say that we're brand new.
Right.
If you go to our website at onestafoundation.org, you'll see some of our initiatives for education and advocacy.
Oh, very good.
And what we hope to do is build a fund through membership and through partnerships with others in the industry and interested parties outside the industry. For example, the Red Umbrella Fund, the Human Rights Fund. We're interacting with all of these international organizations to bring to the table the kinds of resources that will put scholarships out there for workers in the industry to realize their goals. You have some specific thoughts about that. I know you do, Bella. About the way that the women learn and live.
And I do. I do. I firmly believe that because there is so many opportunities for women to work illegally, that it's taking us back in time instead of moving forward with, and I know that word transparency gets used a lot, but there's such a big difference between working illegally and working in a legal house. Mm. I'm the last woman, and I am in my own place. People can find me behind the bar.
You're not hiding. You're not.
I work. Yeah. I work, and whatever it takes, I do. If I get to pull a shift, I pull a shift. The ladies that I work with, there is a, for lack of a better word, there is a spiritual agenda that says, where are you going and how do you plan on getting there? Your career in as a working lady is short. I do want to know if they're a prostitute, because a prostitute is doing this against her will. Now, I know we have all done things with our human body against our will, and hopefully whatever that in-service was, that job, we moved on.
Yeah.
Because it was wasting our time. We never liked it. And so let's get to the courtesan. Let's get to the entertainer, the working lady, the person that's got a calling, and help them understand their calling, and what are they going to do next?
Okay.
You realize that a lot of the women in the industry do it as a part-time. They are students, teachers. Mm-hmm. They come from all walks of life, mm-hmm. and they find that this is a place where they are empowered, where they are entrepreneurs, where they set their own time and put their own energy into it at their own level, and they reap those rewards. And Bella provides, and so do the others in the industry, provide that opportunity for those women. And what Bella said about legal, illegal to legal, that is another one of our core initiatives, is to create a path for any woman who is in the sex industry, whether she's working illegally or not. If she's working illegally, give her a pathway.
Okay.
Give her a place to come where she will be safer, where she will have more opportunity, where she can build more pride in what she does and self-esteem, and move on to the things she needs to do in her life.
Okay.
And that does deal with safety.
Yeah.
You know, people get to be safe. If you're an illegal worker down in Vegas and you're on the wrong corner,
boy,
you can die.
Yeah.
There's no tolerance for
and
those
that's
things.
That's what's all wrong with all of this, is that we push so much of it into the shadow.
Right.
When we should bring
it
all
under the
out.
Rug.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Pushing it in the shadow will never make it go away.
Exactly so. Well, hey, thank you guys. I'm sorry. We're running out of time.
Are we? Okay.
We are, unfortunately. But I want to thank you for talking to us about
this. Well, time goes fast when you're having fun.
I know, right? Well, you got a lot of information you spit out in a short amount of time. Onestafoundation.org, is that what it is?
Onestafoundation.org. Onesta Foundation on Facebook. If you go there, we have a blog page where you can look at some of the things that we're working on. We are currently in the effort of gathering the community together. Other owners of brothels and other associated industries coming together to all work together to really bring these things to light and fix these problems.
Okay. Very cool. Steve Funk, Bella Cummins from the Onesta Foundation. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.